This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به وأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما صدق الله العظيم فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that just as He has gathered us here today on this day of Jum'ah in the month of Ramadan, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us along with our families in Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba, ameen ya rabbal alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our qiyam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our siyam, may Allah accept our du'as in this beloved month of Ramadan, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us and help us reach the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Allahumma ballighna laylatul qadr. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. In the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were two people who came and they took their shahada at the same time on the hands of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One of these people died in jihad. One of these people, he died fighting for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we all know the reward of a shaheed. Before their blood touches the ground, their sins are forgiven. The second person died 1 year later, and he died an average death. A sahabi in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a dream. What did he see in his dream? He saw that the person who died the average death, the normal death, was admitted into Jannah before the shaheed. It baffled his mind. How is this even possible? So he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, "Ya Rasulullah, I have this dilemma. I saw this dream. I'm looking for some kind of logical argument that how can this man who died a year later and died a normal death was given Jannah before the shaheed?" To which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that, "Don't you realize that the person who died 1 year later, he had one more year of prayers, and he had an additional month of Ramadan more than the shaheed. And that is why he went into Jannah earlier. This is not for me to trivialize the shaheed. We know the status of the shaheed. But the reason I share this story with all of you here, including myself, is to help us understand the magnitude and the weight of one Ramadan, brothers and sisters. One Ramadan can make a lifetime of transformation in our life. 1 year of Quran, 1 year of fasting can end us in Jannah, inshaAllah. It can grant us Jannah, inshaAllah. We should not trivialize Ramadan. Ramadan comes in the back of our mind. We are exercising this patience. We know 1 month of fasting. We know 1 month of Qiyam. We know that it is the last 10 nights of Ramadan where we push ourselves to the limit. We have sleepless nights. There's many things that take a backseat in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. But we don't often understand that Ramadan has that power that it can grant us Jannah. In the case that we find in this story, a man who fasted one more month of Ramadan, he was given Jannah before the shaheed. Subhanallah. Brothers and sisters, Allah gave us Ramadan for what reason? We don't have to go far. We go back to the Quran. There's only one place, by the way, in the entire Quran. When Allah talks about salat, aqimu salat wa atu zakah, we find this across the Quran. When Allah talks about Ramadan, by the way, when He talks about Hajj, there is a surah known as Suratul Hajj. And there are some references to the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his wife Hajar alayhi salam and their son Ismail alayhi salam in various places of the Quran. When Allah talks about Ramadan, brothers and sisters, there's only one passage in the entire Quran where Allah talks about Ramadan. Now, a person may say, does that mean that Allah is trying to trivialize Ramadan? No. But Allah has given you and I everything we need to know about Ramadan in that one passage. So the question is that what does Allah want from us in the month of Ramadan? There are three things that Allah wants us to acquire in the month of Ramadan. And that means that Allah has given us the tools to acquire these three things. The rest is on our shoulders. The rest is, as they say, the ball is in our court. Meaning that we have to do what we have to do in order to achieve these three things. And how do we know that? Because before Allah mentions each of these three things, He said, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمُنُوا. The very first one Allah wants from us is, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ what? تَتَّقُونَ. perhaps you will attain taqwa, meaning that I have given you, O human beings, the tools to attain taqwa. I'm giving you the month of the Quran. I'm giving you fasting. I am legislating fasting. You don't have a choice. We don't have a choice in this matter. But as a result, if we spend our fasting the way we need to be spending our fasting hours, and our fasting is at the highest level, meaning that we stay away from anything that will not benefit us in this dunya and the akhirah, then your fasting will reap great rewards. And as a result of our fasting, Allah will grant us what? Taqwa. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the very first thing that we need to achieve in the month of Ramadan is taqwa. Now the question is, what is taqwa? Often people say taqwa means the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is not necessarily true. Taqwa is basically creating a sense of consciousness and awareness that I do not fall into anything that can displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu once asked a sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhum that what is the definition of taqwa? To which the sahabi said that imagine if you're walking through a place where it is filled with many thorny plants. Just to give an idea, imagine you're walking through a desert where there's a lot of cactuses and so forth. We see this in Texas. Or you're walking through a place where there is a lot of other things coming from the ground and you're trying to protect your clothes. The Sahabi says that just like we are careful and we make our way through that area without our clothes getting tangled with those thorny plants, this is what taqwa is. Meaning that we, as we go through life, shaitan will try to deceive us in many different shapes and forms. But if I protect myself and I maneuver as I get through life, this is what taqwa is. Ali radiallahu anhu, he gave his own definition of what taqwa is. He said that at-taqwa hiya al-khawfu min al-jalil. It is to be afraid and to have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like today, you and I, we have the fear of the police. I'm driving on the road, the speed limit says 40 miles per hour, I'm driving 60 miles per hour, and you know that there's a cop sitting around the corner. As soon as you know that there's a cop sitting around the corner, you hit the brakes right away. You know what that is called? Fear of the police. That is al-khawf min ash-shurta. You are afraid of the police. Why? Because he's going to give you a ticket. And you're going to be charged $200-$300. And not only that, but you may even have to take defensive driving. We know the consequences of breaking the laws. What about the consequences when we break the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is called al-khawf. Then he says, wal-amalu bit-tanzeel. That khawf also means, once again, this is the definition of Ali radiallahu an, al-khawf min al-jaleel is to be afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have the fear of Allah jalla wa ala, and not only that, but wal-amalu bit-tanzeel, to apply the Qur'an in our life. And there is no better time to connect with the Qur'an than the month of Ramadan. He then says, wal-qana'atu bil-qaleel, meaning that whatever Allah has given you and I, we are steadfast, we are content with that. And we don't show our ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number four is, وَالْإِسْتِعْدَادُ لِيَوْمِ الرَّحِيلِ, is to prepare for that last day, the day of judgment. This is what taqwa is, according to Ali radiallahu anhu. Now that we know that taqwa is so important, and without taqwa, I have to make this very clear. Allah has told us in the Qur'an, the only way we can benefit from the Qur'an is if we have taqwa. Alif lam mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This book has no doubts in it. Meaning that if you're looking for a solution, and someone can come and bring you a solution, you're going to doubt that person. If someone's giving you a message that this is how you're going to solve your problems, you may doubt that person. Allah is telling us, I'm giving you a book, and there is no doubts in this book. You'll find the solution to your problems in this book. And not only that, but it will provide as a source of guidance. However, the condition is, hudan lil muttaqin. It is going to be given to only those people who have taqwa. Now the question is, how do we apply this taqwa in our life? Number one is that we have to have a sincere intention to stop any sins that you and I, we are committing. That is how we begin to apply taqwa in our life. Number two is that we create and we find friends. This is very important. That will bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Often we are committing sins because we have friends who would lead us to sins. That is why, go back to the story of Surah Al-Kahf, the young man who chose to stay in the cave for 309 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned right after their story that the only way you can protect your iman, and especially when it comes to the younger ones, when it comes to the young professionals, the youth and so forth, is to have good company. You have to be around people that are going to remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third thing that we can do in order to develop taqwa in our life, that we stay away from anything that can trigger committing a sin. I know that I will commit sins when I am alone, and I may have some kind of technology in my hand. That means that in that situation, do not put yourself in that situation because your taqwa can be compromised. And of course, we always make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-huda wa tuqa. This is a dua that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would often make. Ya Allah, we ask you of huda, of guidance, wa taqwa. You see, subhanallah, guidance and taqwa are paired in this one dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-huda wa tuqa wal-afafa wal-ghina. This is what we have learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The second thing that Allah wants us to acquire in the month of Ramadan is this concept of showing our gratitude to Allah. Allah says, I gave you the month of Ramadan. Allah is telling us, He gave us the Quran. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من هدى والفرقان. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what at the end of the verse? He says, يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكمل العدة. I gave you Ramadan. This is Allah saying, He gave us Ramadan so we can complete the days. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. And you glorify Allah because of the guidance that he granted us. And then He says, وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Perhaps when you understand, when we understand that we went through Ramadan and we built a connection with the Quran, hopefully this will develop within us a sense of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to gratitude, brothers and sisters, Allah mentions in the Quran, إِمَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. Either we're going to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we're going to be ungrateful to Allah. And by the way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He talks about people who are ungrateful, He does not just refer to it as being ingratitude, or not showing our gratefulness to Allah. He often pairs the idea of being ungrateful to kufr. Think about that. Because when we talk about kufr, we always take a step back. When Allah talks about ingratitude in the Quran, He pairs it up with what? With kufr. Allah says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا. If you were to count the blessings of Allah, you will not be able to. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَارٌ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who are إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَارٌ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that most people and people in general are those who commit oppression and they are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when Allah has given you and I blessings, instead of oppressing others, Allah has taught us to be kind to others. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Al-Duha, that فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقَهَرْ وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ وَأَلَمْ يَجِدِكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. Allah is reminding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of the situation that he was in and how Allah blessed him. And as a result, the Prophet alayhi salam should show his rahmah and mercy towards others. Likewise, Allah is reminding us, He has given us so many blessings that we need to in return, we need to show our rahmah and mercy to others. But instead of that, most people are oppressive towards others. And not only that, but most people are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, just to give you an idea how much we need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I've mentioned this story before in some of the nikahs I've conducted. But just to give us an idea that if we think for a moment, wallahi, if you and I, we think for a moment that I don't need Allah. Whatever I have, I've done it through my own will. When people went to Qarun, give us money from what Allah gave you. He says, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيدْهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. This is all from me. This is because of who I am. He began to show off. Brothers and sisters, every single thing in our life is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah can take anything away from us in the blink of an eye, and we cannot do anything about it. Imagine right now you're sitting over here, and you walked out, and all of a sudden you became blind. Wallahi, your life will turn around. Your life will become upside down. And no matter how many optometrists you may go to, if no one can return your eyesight, because Allah does not want to return our eyesight, wallahi, there is no technology in the world, there is no intellect in the world that can return our eyesight. Yet you and I, we use the same eyes to commit so much haram. I remember I was talking to a lady one time, this was a nurse. She was telling me about her own husband, that in the early days of COVID, he got COVID. And as we all know, that one of the symptoms of COVID was that you lose your ability to taste and smell. She's told me that it has been years since my husband has recovered from COVID. But if there's one thing he did not recover from, it is ability to taste. I ask you, brothers and sisters, one of the greatest pleasures of life is food. We know this. Imagine if Allah took away our ability to taste right now. She says to me that everything tastes the same to my husband. And because now he has lost his ability to taste, there are certain nerves that are connected from the tongue to the mind. And now because he cannot taste, the mind is not getting the message that he's eating something. And because of that, he does not know when his belly is full or not. If Allah wanted right now, brothers and sisters, and He took away one small thing from our life, wallahi, our life will turn around. Yet Allah says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. There are very, very few people who are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ja'alna min ash-shakirin. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would always recite this dua, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. A dua that you and I, we can memorize. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika. O Allah, I ask you to assist me and grant me, a'inni ala dhikrika, that help me remember to be grateful to you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to remember you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa husna ibadatik, and be the excellent in terms of my manners and in terms of my ibadah to Allah. This is the second thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to achieve in Ramadan. What is the third thing that Allah wants us to achieve in Ramadan? Is this idea of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, let me share with you the ayah first. Allah says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِي فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Allah is telling us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to become intellectual. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to understand. The word rushd and dhaki are two different words in the Quran. Dhaki means a person who is smart, like in terms of their IQ. But when we talk about rushd means a person who is intellectual, a person who is wise, a person who knows what to do in what situation, according to the Quran and according to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why, have we ever wondered why it is called Al-Khulafa Ar-Rashidun? Why is it called Al-Khulafa Ar-Rashidun? They had rushd. Allah could have referred to them as khulafa al-dhakiyun, the smart khulafa. No, he said rushd. Why? Because a person who is a rashid, a person who has this understanding, they will make the right decisions at every single step of their life. And they will make decisions in alliance with the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They will never they will not do anything that is contradictory to the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is why, think about it for a moment, if we start this journey of taqwa, which is the very first thing that Allah wants from us in the Quran. And then number two is that on this journey of taqwa, we began to read the Qur'an. We began to apply the Qur'an. We began to go deeper into the Qur'an. And the more we go deeper into the Qur'an, the more we have a greater appreciation for the Qur'an, which then grows our taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then eventually, when we pair these two things up, then a person, he becomes sharp in the mind, and he knows what to do in every single step of their life. Whenever the time comes, whenever they are at a crossroads, they can go right, they can go left, they will always make sure they make the right decisions in life. This is what a rushd means. This is what it means to be a rashid. And this is the third thing that Allah wants us to establish and gain in the month of Ramadan. And subhanAllah, we also find a dua for this of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a hadith narrated by the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the great grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said that he learned it from his father, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Allahumma alhimni rushdi. O Allah, grant me rushd, grant me guidance, wa a'idhni min sharri nafsi, and grant me deliverance from the evil from within myself. Because either I'm going to go towards the guidance, or I'm going to follow my desires and go the wrong side. So this is a beautiful dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Point is, brothers and sisters, I've shared with you three things that we need to achieve in this month of Ramadan. First one is taqwa. The second one is this ability to show our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number three is that we try to become more smarter in our decision making. Now the question is, 5 days of Ramadan have gone by. We are right now on our fifth day. And just like this, Eid will come also. I will be standing over here if Allah has granted me a life, and Allah has granted all of us here life. We will be standing over here in this masjid hearing Eid Mubarak. The question is, this will go by fast. What have we done to achieve these things so far? If we have not done anything yet so far, now is the time to change. Now, when are we going to change? Allah is giving us chance after chance after chance. We need to bring that change in our life. If I don't bring that change, then I will not change. And we cannot put that blame on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us, make this Ramadan our best Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to apply and make these three changes in our life and breathe these three things in our life. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Due to the blessings of Ramadan. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Barakallahu lana wa lakum fil Qur'an azim. Wa nafa'na wa iyyakum bil ayat wa dhikr hakeem. Astaghfirullah لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد وفقان حميد، بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرنا على من خالفنا، واحفظ بلادنا، وأصلح أولادنا، واشفي مرضانا، وعافي مبتلانا، وارحم موتانا، وخذ بأيدينا إلى كل خير، وعاصمنا من كل شر، واحفظنا من كل ضير. اللهم قسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحيتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا إلى النار مصيرنا، ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب. اللهم تقبل قيامنا، اللهم تقبل صيامنا اللهم تقبل دعاءنا اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر اللهم اجعلنا من الشاكرين اللهم اجعلنا من الشاكرين اللهم اجعلنا من أهل الجنة اللهم اجعلنا من أهل الجنة آمين رب العالمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون أقم الصلاة. Straight lines, fill in the gaps. Brothers in the back two rooms, please make sure you come inside the main hall. And if you're standing in the back two rooms, please make sure the rows are straight. Brothers in the lobby area, please come inside the main hall. There's ample amount of space. Sisters, please make sure the rows are straight and the rows are complete. If any sisters are standing in the other rooms, please make sure the rows are straight and complete. And I request everyone to please just stay here behind just for 5 minutes after the salat, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
سوسوكم مصدقلن الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I just need only 5 minutes of your time, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, you all know that alhamdulillah here at Epic Masjid, we're always trying to provide services. Even in the month of Ramadan, we are also trying to just always provide services. We're providing free babysitting every single day. On the weekends, we're providing special care and respite care for special needs families. Not only that, but we're also trying to do so many other things at the masjid. Throughout the year, we're trying to do so much for the community. Today, inshallah, I stand before you just asking for a monthly commitment that you can do for the Epic Masjid. And inshallah, I will not go into the thousands. I'm going to just start off, and I'm looking for several hands, probably around 25 people who can commit to just only $100 per month. Usually when we go out with our families, we're spending $150, $250. I need one person, the first person, takbir, Allahu Akbar. I have two, keep your hands raised. I have three, I have four, keep your hands raised. I have five. I have six. Please keep your hands raised, brothers in the back, whoever has the cards. Six, seven. Please keep your hands up. Brother Abdullah, please come here to the front. We have some brothers over here. We have eight. Please keep your hands up. We're looking for more brothers. We need 25 people. We are looking for, we have eight so far. We have eight. Brothers, I know you can do it. $100 a month is not a lot. We have nine in the back. We're only just 16 away. We have one more here. Jazakumullah khair. Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa. Keep your hands up, brothers. Imran here in the front, please. Abdullah, please come here in the front. There's brothers here. Brother Akram. We need 15 more people, inshallah. Just 15 more people. We have one in the back. You have one in the back, 11. We need just 14 more. 14 more, inshallah, I'll let you go. Just 14 more people. $100 a month. Many of us are going to coffee shops and spending $150, $200 a month. Just asking for $100 just a month. That's it right now. We have 11 people so far. We have one. We have two more here. That's 13. We have... Yes? No? Yes? No? Okay. We have 13 people. We need 12 more people, inshallah. 12 more people. You know, there are some of you, I'm looking at you right now. I know you have the ability. Do not make me call out your names. Okay, I'm gonna start putting you on the spot. Okay, I don't wanna put you on the spot. $100 a month, that's all I'm asking for. 13, we have 13 people. Looking for just 12 more people. Sisters, do we have, Sister Afreen, do we have anyone upstairs and sisters? $100 a month. Sisters, mashallah, you have a lot of money too. And this is your masjid too, okay? Sisters, please, open up your purses, open up your heart, inshallah. Brothers here, we need just 12 more people. 12 more people here. Can we get 12 more people? We just need 12 more people. No more? Okay, we have one more? Okay, mashallah, now we need 11. That brings us to 15. We have two in the back here. We have two more in the back here. Allahumma atif munfiqan khalafa. We just need eight more people to get to 25. Just eight more people. We have one brother here. Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa. We just need seven more people to get to our 25 people. Just that's it. That's all we're asking for. We're looking for 25 people right now from this crowd. We need seven more people. Okay, let's go a little more down. $50 a month. Who can do $50 a month only? $50 a month. We have one brother there in the back. Please keep your hands raised. We need just six more people to get to our 25 people. Anyone, $50 a month, $50 a month, that's all it is. 50, no? Okay, we have one brother here, we have one brother over here. Imran here, just keep your hands up. This brother here, Imran, this brother here. We just need five more people, $50 a month, that's it. This is what we're looking for, $50 a month. Anyone in the back, Sister Afreen, any sisters upstairs? We have one person there, we're just looking for four people, yeah? You serious? Okay, we have one more person. We're looking for two more people. We have one person in the back over there. Keep your hands up, brother, keep your hands raised, please. We're just looking for one final person to give $50 and we'll wrap this up, inshallah. Who's gonna be the last person to make me stop speaking to you? Who's gonna be the last person? Brother Akram, mashallah. He doesn't wanna hear me anymore speak. So he's like, Imam Sahib, enough is enough, okay. And that's a sign. Okay. So alhamdulillah, jazakumullah khair for your generosity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you in your lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you in your children. May Allah bless you in your families. May Allah bless your wealth and increase it. Ameen. Rabbil alameen. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.